Shalom, today's daf yomi is Zvachim daf kuf tes vav Zvachim 115. And back in our Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, our Mishnah had discussed the laws of Bamos, the laws of private altars that were built outside of the temple. And our Mishnah says, Ad shel hukam ha-mishkan, until the Mishkan, the sanctuary in the desert, had been established, hayu ha-bamos mutaros, it was permitted for a person to make a private individual altar. Vavod ha-bachoros, and before the Mishkan was built, all the service that took place on these bamos was done by firstborns. And that was derived from the fact that it says in the Torah, in Exodus 20, chapter 24, verse 5, Vayishlach es b'nei nar Israel, as our Gemara is going to explain on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that is a reference to the Na'arei B'nei Israel, refers to the firstborns who were involved at Sinai in bringing sacrifices. Continues the Mishnah, Mishahu Kama Mishkan, once the Mishkan was established, Nasru Abamos, the Bamos were prohibited, Vavoda B'Kohanim, and at that point, the service was taken away from the firstborns, the service and the holy sacred service with the sacrifices, and was taken over by the Kohanim. So on our Gemara, on Kuftes Vavam Beis, as we mentioned, Yosef Rav Huna Barav Ketina Kameh Rav Chista V'Kakari. So Rav Chista was reading the verse that were referring to the sacrifices that were brought when the children of Israel were standing at the foot of Mount Sinai, and it states in Exodus 24:5, "Vayishlachas Na'arei B'nei Israel," and that the children of Israel brought forth sacrifices. And says Rav Chista, that was a reference to the firstborns. And Amar Le, Rav Huna said to Rav Chista at that point, "Hachi Amar Rav Asi." Upasku, that Rav Asi was of the position that yes, these firstborns brought these animals at that point, but that is where they stopped. Those were the last times that the firstborn brought sacrifices, and from that point further, because it was transferred to the Kohanim, it was taken away from the firstborns and given to Nadav and Avihu, the Kohanim, the sons of Eleazar Kohen. So the Gemara records that there's a dispute about this in a Braisa. There's a Braisa that talks about at what point was the Bechor transferred from the firstborns to the Kohanim. So one position is that it happened at Mount Sinai, at the foot of Mount Sinai. The other position is that it happened only right before the Mishkan was built, because it says in the verse in Exodus 19:22, V'gama Kohanim hanigashim el Hashem yiskadashu, the Kohanim who come close to God, they should be sanctified. And so Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, Zu Prishos Bechoros, this refers to, meaning to say at this moment, this verse is referring to the fact that when they're standing at Sinai, it says the Kohanim who are coming to go close to God should be separated and are unable to go to Mount Sinai. So who is that a reference to? Rabbi Yeshua says this is reference to the Bechoros. This is the intent of the verse is to tell us that at that point, the firstborns who are able to bring the sacrifices, they were not allowed to go up on the mountain. Whereas Rabbi says, Zu Prishas Nadav and Avihu, that it was a reference to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, whereas Nadav and Avihu, who were in charge of bringing Karbanos, that they were not allowed to go up on the mountain. Meaning to say, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the service of the Bechor happened all the way up until the Mishkan was established, the Mishkan was built. Whereas according to Rebbe, that even prior to Mount Torah was when it was brought away from the firstborn and given to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Oman Damar Zu Precious Nadav and Avihu. It makes sense according to the one who says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says this is a reference to the idea that we're separating Nadav and Avihu at this point, and that's Rabbi's position, that the Bechors were separated even before the Mishkan was built. That's why it states, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Lemor Bikrovaya Kadesh. That's why it states that after Nadav and Avihu dies, Hashem that it says in the verse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established his word when he had said to Moshe Bikrovaya Kadesh, and that's a reference back to Sinai, that this verse is referring to Sinai, where he says that Nadav and Avihu are sanctified. But according to the one who says that the verse is referring to the firstborns, what does Moshe mean when it says in the verse, Hu Asher Diber Hashem Lemor Bikrovaya Kadesh? Hey Charamiza, where did God say at the establishment of the Mishkan, where did he hint to the fact that Nadav and Avihu are going to die? So the Gemara answers, well, it states in Exodus 29, chapter 43, V'no'adati Shamav Nei Yisrael V'nikdash Bechvodi, that it will appear there to the children of Israel and will be sanctified in my honor. And that verse says the Gemara, don't say that my honor will be sanctified, but I will be sanctified. It will be sanctified through those who are honorable to me, meaning to say through the death of those who are closest to me or most honored by me. That's God is saying how he will be sanctified. And this is what God said to Moshe. That the Mishkan, when it will be built, it will be sanctified by the holiest people who will die. And Moshe didn't understand this. Moshe didn't understand what this meant until the sons of Aaron died. Once the sons of Aaron died, Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron, my brother, Aaron, achi, your children died only to sanctify the name of God. And when Aaron heard this, once Aaron heard that his children were those who God was referring to, that they were the ones who were the most honorable in the name of God, Aaron was quiet and received reward for his silence. As it states in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3, Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. And it's interesting, the Gemara says, Mikabel Schar al Ashtika, he received reward for the praise, for the silence. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Moshe received reward for the explanation? Aaron is receiving reward for the silence. And so to me, the teaching is that when such a tragedy happens, people want to rush to give an explanation, but really sometimes the proper response is the response of Aaron, to just be silent and not say we assume we know the answer, but we are saying silent in the face of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Vayidum Aaron, mekabel schar al ashtika. Aaron was silent and he received reward in the face of this tragedy for his silence.